السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, is the 27th night. What is this night known as? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alludes and refers to it in two places in the Noble Quran. Surah 44, Surah Dukhan, verse number 3. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Indeed, we, Almighty Allah, is stamping His authority. Allah Jalla Wala is one alone and unique. Yet Almighty Allah uses the plural. It is known as the royal pronoun. And Almighty Allah is showing us, everything is vested with me. I am the only superpower. I do as I please. Inna anzalnahu. Indeed, we reveal it, the noble Quran. Fi laylatin mubarakah, in the blessed night. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, tonight is a blessed night. And it is also, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Verily, we have revealed it, the noble Quran, on the night of majesty, on the night of destiny, chapter 97, verse number 1. So what should we be doing in the next 10-15 minutes? We will highlight to you how important it is and what we should be doing tonight, insha'Allah. When a person looks and studies the noble Quran, then you will understand it was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Study Surah Qadr and you will find it comprises 30 words to show us that the Quran Sharif has 30 parts. Study the words and the letters, 114 letters, to show to us that the Quran Sharif has 114 chapters. When is Laylatul Qadr? Study Laylatul Qadr. And it is 9 letters. In this surah, it is mentioned thrice. We don't have to be a rocket scientist. We know that 9, 18, 27. Hence, the ulama have deduced, insha'Allah al-Aziz, that Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty, the night of destiny, is the 27th night. And if you look inside your Quran Sharif, and you study the words, hiya, the pronoun, remember, is the 27th word and it refers to Laylatul Qadr. So Almighty Allah gives us all these subtle signs. O Ummah, this is the night of Qadr, the greatest night of the Islamic calendar. And what should we be doing? Man qama Laylatul Qadri imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever engages himself in ibadat, standing, sitting, reclining, and you are reading tasbih, you reading Quran Sharif, you crying, making dua, you begging and beseeching and petitioning Almighty Allah, do you know what happens, O Muslim, O Muslimah? As-salamu yukri'uk as-salam. Allah Jalla wa'ala's one name and attribute is salam. He, Almighty Allah, conveys his salam unto you, O Abdullah, O Amatullah. Imagine the President, Prime Minister, King and Ruler takes our name in the public. We are elated and excited. Here on this night of majesty, on this night of destiny, Almighty Allah takes my name and your name, that this servant of mine completed the Quran Sharif today. This banda of mine, this sister, this daughter, this of Islam, she completed this Quran Sharif today. How honorable indeed it is in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Ta'zeem, the night of majesty. Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Taqdeer, the night of destiny. Whatever we're going to beg and beseech Allah sincerely, Almighty Allah will make it a reality. Go into sajda and speak to Allah in any language you're comfortable with. Man qama Laylatul Qadri imana. Internally we have the iman, the faith, the conviction. Wahtisaba, and we pour out our love for our Creator, and we expect the optimum and maximum reward. That is the meaning of wahtisaba. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. That person's sins, all insha'Allah, will be forgiven. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Never become despondent, disillusion in the mercy of Allah. Allah is prepared to forgive all the sins. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable wife, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, she asked Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I know tonight is a night of Qadr, the night of destiny and majesty. What should I say? Say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. We make it plural. Oh Allah, you are of forgiving. Do we ever wonder, ponder what is the meaning of afuun? I committed million, billion, zillion sins. Bighayri hisab, it is only Allah who's making sattari and covering. So when we cry to Allah and say afuun, it means, Ya Allah, you expunge it. You remove it totally from our book of deeds, as though as we never perpetrated and committed that crime. At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kamalla zambala. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, the person who repents is like one who never perpetrated the crime at all. So there hadith Mishkat Mustada Ahmad. So therefore that is innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. Allah loves it when we raise our hands. We are millionaires, billionaires, wallahul ghani wa antumul fuqara, but we are paupers, beggars in the court of Allah. Raise your hand, O servant, cry to Allah. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Wal antal qawiyul aziz. Ya Allah, you almighty, all powerful. Wa anal abdu dhaif. And we are weak, Ya Allah. We are hopeless, Ya Allah. We are useless, Ya Allah. We have so many limitations and so many vices and sins, Ya Allah. So speak to Allah tonight. Thereafter, now we come to the Sahaba. It's time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and they're having a meeting. What is the agenda on the meeting? Mata takunu Laylatul Qadri. When is Laylatul Qadr? Senior, senior Sahaba, beloved students, companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam are invited. One very young man is also invited. Who? Abdullah bin Abbas. He's maybe 16, 17 years old. And the Sahaba even inquired, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what is this youngster doing here? He said, Umar was a genius. He kept quiet. He said, when is Laylatul Qadr? Everyone gave their opinion. He asked him last, Ma ra'yuka ya fata? What you say, O youngster Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma? He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this we all agree. It is in Ramadan, the last 10 nights. But I say the 7th night, meaning the 27th night. Why? Almighty Allah states, Allah الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن. Almighty Allah created seven heavens, seven earths. Almighty Allah made the fetus in the womb of the mother, the evolution and development of the fetus in the mother's womb, seven stages. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا. We all went through the seven stages. Therefore, our mother is so special. Always remember that. So in Surah 23, verses 12, 13, 14, 15, Almighty Allah speaks of this. How do we eat and drink? فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيَا حَبَّوْ وَإِنَبَوْ وَقَدَبَوْ. Almighty Allah has made our consumption seven different types of food. When we go for tawaf, seven rounds, we constitute one tawaf. Safa Marwa, seven times. We pal, seven times. So the seven has a special, special significance. He, Amirul Mu'mineen, was elated. Ya Abdullah, uwafikuka fi hadhil qadhiya. I also concur with you on this issue. Yes, indeed, inshallah, it is the 27th night. So we are on the 27th night. What are we going to do? Read two rakat salatu shukr and ask Allah, Ya Allah, how can I thank you enough for all these bounties? You're feeling down because of the lockdown. Turn the negativity into positivity. Look at the bounties that are ever recurring, showering upon us. Read two rakat salatu tawbah, Ya Allah, I'm ashamed of all the vices and sins I have committed. And tawbah has its own conditions. At tawbah to an-nadama, we must show remorse and regret. Number two, the sins we involve in, the fornication, the adultery, the alcohol and drugs, the gambling and the interest and the fraud and whatever else Allah forbid. So remember, detach ourselves from there immediately. That is the sign now we're going in the right direction. Third condition, the huququllah. Ya Allah, from the time I became baligh and mature till now, how many fajr, asr, salat and other farz salat I missed. I'm starting the qadha now, Ya Allah. Death is hovering above my head. And fourth one, huququl ibad, the rights of human beings. My wife's rights, my children's rights, my parents' rights, my neighbor's rights, my non-Muslim neighbor's rights. So how many rights I have trampled upon? So we ask forgiveness of Allah the Creator and makhluk the creation. And then the last one, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Ay iman walo, turn to Almighty Allah in tawbah that is nasuha. Again we go to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, the genius. And they asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Tawbah, I know, what is Nasuha? He said, when you milk the she-camel, when you milk the cow, do you see the milk going back into the udders of the animal? They said, no. He said, the sign that Allah has accepted us. Remember, we don't, our tawbah Allah has accepted. Allah accepted our repentance is when we don't go back to the TV. We don't go back to missing salat. We don't go back to the drugs. We don't go back to the mistress. We don't go back to the sugar daddy and boyfriend and girlfriend. So that is the sign that our beloved Allah has accepted our tawbah. That is tawbah al-nasuha. So today, tonight, O Muslim, we don't know, my nanima passed away on 27th night. What will happen to us? Who will pass away tonight? Who will be radiyatam mardiya? Almighty Allah Jalla wala makes them such and announces, come my servant, I am so pleased with you and you are pleased with me. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter with my special servants and enter my gardens and paradise. You are my guest perpetually and eternally. So that is what Allah has kept for us. Someone asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Ali was a genius, a linguist par excellence. What is the distance from the east to the west, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. He said, look at the sunrise and look at the sunset. So look at how long it takes. That is the distance. Somebody asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali, radiyallahu anhu warda, what is the difference between the heavens to the earth? He said, when I make dua, at same time it is accepted by Allah, that is the distance. Imagine, we raise our hands, we beg Allah, immediately Allah accepts, because Allah loves it. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. The nearest the servant comes to Allah is when that servant is in sajda. Speak to Allah. We have our near and dear ones. How we relish and cherish. We could spend these moments with them, but Allah knows best. They know more with us. So we make dua for them on this Mubarak blessed night. How we wish we could be in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. We cannot be there now, circumstances. So we cry to Allah for all our masajid to open. How we wish we can go for Khatmul Quran to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. But we will make Khatmul Quran in our own homes, in our own places, and cry to Allah. That is the time the malaika are going to kiss you because you completed Quran. Read Salatul Tasbih tonight, and inshallah, the whole night, remember till Fajr time. The message, look at this one verse and I'm finished. Tanazzalul malaikatu warruh. People translated, the angels are descending. Nay, tanazzalul malaikatu warruh. The whole night the malaika are descending in droves and droves, and they are looking for that servant who's doing some good word, good actions, and he's pleasing Allah, trying to please Allah, trying to please Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then they convey assalamu yukri'uka assalam. So perform salatul tasbih, beg Almighty Allah jalla wala, that our khatima, our ending is on iman, and we leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yes, we had the Khatmul Quran today. I send the WhatsApp to you. And now we have the final dua for tonight, inshallah, in 1 minute's time. Again, I'll be failing in my duty if I don't thank certain people. Number one, this very studio from where I'm speaking, it belongs to my maso and masi, and my uncle and auntie. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. The people now in charge are Bhuti Ghani and Hafiz Abdul Ghaffar Ghani. Allah Jalla Wala bless you, bless your fathers. Both of your fathers passed away in Ramadan. Allah Jalla Wala grant them the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. And inshallah, that this is Sadaqah Jariyah for you, the Ghani family. My student Haji Ahmed Wali goes out of his way, mashallah, daily to send certain things, educate the Ummah. Allah Jalla Wala bless the young man. He started our madrasa here also, alhamdulillah. The ulama, Mufti Shiraz Desai of Port Elizabeth, Maulana Salim Karim, Maulana Junaid Hashim, Maulana Muhammad Venker, and all the other ulama who are coming on air. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward you. Our directors, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his entire family, the Capital Group, and our Haji Muhammad Joseph of Radio Al-Ansar and Hafiz Shabir Basha of Radio Al-Ansar, the directors, Allah reward you. Haji Faisal Asmal, Allah Jalla wa Ala reward you. Oh Ummah, we have 13-12 minutes left. Let us leave everything. Switch off that phone. Focus to Allah. Sit on the floor if possible. Otherwise, sit on the chair. Face Qibla. And in state of wudu, let us raise our hands. That is what Allah loves. And the Ummah today is waiting for our du'as. Remember dua is so powerful. Ad-du'a yaruddu al-qadr. It can even change taqdeer. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi. So let us pour our heart out. People, one brother told me, old, 75 years old. He said, I'm completing my third Quran Sharif tonight. So they're waiting for this dua. So Allah, don't look at the person making dua. He's full of vices and sin. Look at the ummah, the masoom children, the old people whose tears will be rolling down. Ya Allah, you forgive all of us. So let us turn to Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم أنت نور السماوات والأرض اللهم أنت زين السماوات والأرض أنت فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت خالق السماوات والأرض اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد في الأولى ولك الحمد في الآخرة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم المفسدين فانصرنا على القوم المنافقين على الله توكلنا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم جل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين اللهم عليك بالمشركين الظالمين في الهند وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا يا أرحم الراحمين وادخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم أنت الأحد أنت الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا الله ہم تو گنہگار ہیں خطاکار ہیں سیاکار ہیں لیکن قرآن شریف کی تفسیر ہم نے آج پایا تکمیل تک پہنچایا آپ کے فضل سے یا اللہ اللہ مجلنا من الفائزین عند ختم القرآن اللہ مجلنا من المقبولین عند ختم القرآن اللہ مجلنا من المتفوقین عند ختم القرآن یا اللہ accept the ختم القرآن یا اللہ so many of the children have completed their hifz so many of the parents are crying out of joy I made my son a hafiz I made my son a alim and some of them have left this world ya Allah reward them ya Allah reward their parents grandparents teachers ya Allah they know what sacrifice they made ya Allah make our children hufaz make them ulama-i rabbani and ulama-i haqqani ya Allah so your peygham your message can go to all parts of the world ya Allah ya Allah our beautiful country South Africa we know the crime the corruption safety security is a big issue ya Allah Allahumma aminna fi awtanina Allahumma aminna fi awtanina ya Allah grant us safety security ya Allah the shops open them all so that people can earn halal and tayyiba. Ya Allah, so that, Ya Allah, this lockdown, lift it up, Ya Allah, everywhere in the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cry, we beg you, Ya Allah. Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah, Ya Allah, our masajid, our idgahs, our places of worship are closed, Ya Allah. Allahumma aftah masajidana kullaha fil alami kulli. Allahumma aftah masajidana wa marakizana kullaha fil alami kulli. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, liberate Masjidul Aqsa. Ya Allah, open all the masajid, Ya Allah. All those people who are the impediments and obstacles, Ya Allah, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. If there's no hidayat for here for them, in goodness, to nabood karde, Ya Allah. You decimate and destroy them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open all our masajids, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this occasion of Laylatul Qadr, you said, Ya Allah, uduni astajib lakum, ask of me and I will respond to you. You said, Ya Allah, inni qareeb ujibu da'wat da'i idha da'an. You are so nearer to us than our jugular vein. You will answer our du'as, Ya Allah. On this Mubarak occasion, we think of our parents, we think of our brothers and sisters, we think and remember our beloved children and flowers who have left this world, Ya Allah. Grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma aghfir lahum wa arhamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum wa wasi mudkhalahum wa akrim nuzulahum wa naqihim min al-dhunubi wal khataya kama yunqqa al-thawb al-abyad min al-danas. Allahumma in kanu muhsinin fazid fi ihsanihim wa in kanu musiin fatajawaz an sayyatihim. Allahumma rabbi aghfir li wa li zawjati wa li walidayya wa li ikhwati wa li akhawati wa li aqribai wa li asatidati wa li mashayikhi ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. يا الله, accept my wife, accept me, accept my whole family, يا الله. يا الله, have mercy on us, accept everyone's family, يا الله. يا الله, make our خاتمة on إيمان, يا الله. We beg of you, يا الله. الله مرزقنا شفاعة النبي المستفى sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us on the day of justice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us ring from Hawza Kawthar, from the Mubarak blessed hands of the master Habibuna rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma la tahrimna anta wafi baytik, Ya Allah. Do not deprive us that we can never make tawaf of your house, Ya Allah. Allahumma la tahrimna anil umratil mubaraka, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, it must not happen. We can never perform umrah again. Allahumma la tahrimna an ziyaratil nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil madinatil munawwara, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, do not make it such that we cannot visit Medina again. Ya Allah, abni darwaza khol de, Ya Allah. Abni rahmat ki rah darwaza khol de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us to Baytullah for Hajj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us for Umrah, Ya Allah. Take us to Diyar-e Mustafa. Our hearts are pining to read Salat and Salam, to say As-Salatu As-Salamu Alayka Ya Rasulullah, As-Salatu As-Salamu Alayka Ya Habibullah. Right there by the Rawda Mubarak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tamam rukawate gudur farma. Ya Allah, tamam rukawate gudur farma. You remove all the obstacles, Ya Allah. You remove all the impediments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all these dreaded diseases. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Ya Allah, you protect us from the dreaded diseases, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi al-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma shfi mardana wa adla al-muslimin wa rahm mawtana wa mawta al-muslimin. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhib Tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Ya Allah, the mujahideen in different parts of the world, give them victory. Allahumma munzil al-kitab wa mujri as-sahab wa hazim al-ahzab, ihzimhum wa ansurna alayhim. Ya Allah, wherever mujahideen are, whether it be in Kashmir or Afghanistan, whether it be in other parts of the world, اللهم ارنا عجائب قدرتك فانهم لا يعجزونك. يا الله ان کی سازش کو فیل فرما. All their plotting, planning, scheming of the enemy, you decimate them and destroy them, ya Allah. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, the brothers in Tabligh, some of them are arrested in India, some of them are in other parts of the world, they can't even reach home now Ramadan and Eid. Ya Allah, bring everyone home, ya Allah, safely, ya Allah. Accept us for your deen, ya Allah. Make us the khadim of your deen, that we promote and advocate the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah. We protect the namus and the honor and integrity of every sahabi. Ya Allah, protect us. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnatil a'immatil mudhillin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kullihi ajilihi wa ajili ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam. Wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi ajilihi wa ajili ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam. Allahumma taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa atikafana wa jami'a a'malina as-salihah ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, our siyam and fasting, our qiyam and taraweeh, our i'tikaf, ya Allah, our charity, our good deeds, we know, ya Allah, it is not on par, but you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Arhamur Rahimeen, ya Allah. Make us min al-maqbooleen, make us from your accepted servants, not from the matrudeen, not from the rejected servants, ya Allah. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim, wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, guide our youth, ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide our ladies, our mothers, sisters, ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide our men, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ummat ko ek aur nek bana de. Ya Allah, husband, wife, unite their hearts, ya Allah. Parents, children, make them the coolness of one another's eyes, ya Allah. Grant us that students, ya Allah, that will become ambassadors of Islam, ya Allah. We have so many young people, they have such great talent, ya Allah. Use us, use them for the deen. Allahumma istakhdimna li khidmati deenik fi shu'uni kulliha fil alami kulli. Allahumma jalna hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwaffaqin, maqbulin, ya rabbal alameen. Rabbi jalni muqima salati wa min zurriyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Rabbana aghfirli wa liwalidayya wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلامنا المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله our brother Monley, Dawood Monley, is here. Allah reward him for all his sacrifices. He's awake the whole night practically. So inshallah he will prepare the podcast of Maulana Salim Kareem's and our program now. And inshallah by midnight we will send it out to all of you. Make dua for us. We all sinners. Allah Ta'ala grant us qabooliyat, acceptance. بارك الله فيك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا
مرحبا مركز صحابة Online Radio.